Hello. Hello, it's Madge. I was just at Starbucks. I did a pre-order. I usually don't do that. Good. I did it because I thought it'd be faster, but it wasn't. And there were so many obese people at the Starbucks. And I felt like I was being intruded upon by this woman's obesity. She had a fat paisley gown on. It wasn't really a gown. It was just a fat holder. And I'm like, I mean, I'm obese myself. I'm not one to fat shame. But I don't need that all up in my face. And by face, that's Italian for face. Girdle. I'm on the river walk again. That noise you heard, they're testing the signal for the drawbridge on Estate Street. I think they only open it like once or twice a day for the big bloats. Not my bloat. If I were doing a backstroke and my bloat were up, then I suppose it could be for my bloat. Oh. Before we get started, you know, I was listening to my new favorite podcast, the Jeremy Scahill Intercepted podcast, which is wonderful. And he was saying he already got 1,200 reviews on iTunes. And I'm like, where's mine? So I say that to you, audience. Where's mine? Can you please review me on iTunes if you haven't already? You probably haven't. I think all my reviews are from 600 years ago. I appreciate it. I'm walking towards Michigan Avenue and the Riverwalk. We'll go check on the progress of the new Apple Store, which is on the Riverwalk. I'm walking past the Trump Tower, and it's amazing how many people you see. Usually immigrant-looking people giving the finger. They'll do selfies with giving the finger to the Trump building. Letting some person pass me. I hate when people are standing behind me. It's annoying. And this one's a schlump. He looks like a schlump. If you don't know what a schlump is, then Google it. S-C-H-L-U-M-P. Oh, the Trump Tower. I was reading that somebody is, some artist or the city or something is trying to get a series of, how many is it? Five pigs to sort of cover the word Trump, because obviously Trump is covered in his name, the building. Which is fun, because I heard in New York that they, like, banned Trump buildings from saying Trump on them. I don't know if that's true. But if they can do it in New York, where he lives, why can't we do it here in Chicago? But pigs covering the Trump name is fine, if that happens. Though it's hard to do from all angles. Very hard. Unless the pigs fly. I actually made notes today. Turducken. When I was working. Turducken. Run me notes. Show notes. Okay, we're getting ready to go to under the DuSable Bridge. It's Michigan Avenue, but for some reason it's called the DuSable Bridge. DuSable. Let's see. AIDS and healthcare. No insurance equals more AIDS. So I don't feel like, well, I certainly don't think healthcare is talked about enough. But I don't think it's talked about enough, but I think there's certain aspects of it that are particularly not talked about enough. In particular, the issue of community or public health issue aspect. Is it an aspect? I wish I could talk better. I should be a spokesman for the White House. There's the shoreline sightseeing tour. Girdle. So, like, if you don't have health care as readily available, or as available, and if people with HIV, AIDS, can't get health care, then chances are they're not going to be able to take the medication. If they don't take the medication, they're not going to have undetectable viral loads. The undetectable viral loads keeps them from, makes it much, 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 much less likely to spread the disease. Much less. To the point where it's almost negligible when they're, when they have an undetectable status. So if you don't have the medication because you don't have health care, then you're extremely transmittable. And that's bad. And the whole, I feel like, in the reporting of this healthcare issue, which is terrible in general, the reporting, I mean, you don't hear about, it's just done horribly. But they don't talk about the fact that health is public. Like, you can't just have healthcare for one person and that means you're okay. If everyone isn't covered, you don't have healthcare for the country, for everyone, because you're limiting communicable diseases. You're not sufficiently protected against them as a society. If everyone isn't covered and somebody gets the flu, then that person's walking around with the flu. That's maybe a bad example because you can, fucking whooping cough. I don't know, but whatever it is. HIV is a perfect example. Hepatitis. Hepatitis C is curable now. It's also very contagious. So if you have it and you have insurance, and the insurance will pay for the ridiculously priced medication, you can get cured and then you won't have it anymore. If you don't have insurance, then you give it to other people. And then a lot of those other people don't have insurance and you make a very sick place and also very expensive. But all this is all, you know, to educate this, you're operating under the premise that people only care about their own health anyway. So the only way to get people to care about public health is by explaining that it relates to their individual personal health, which is ridiculous. Because people should be able to care about other people, but they fucking don't. Anyway, what's next on my list? Kabul bombs. Kabul bomb in Afghanistan killed 80 people. Injured like 360, and their death toll is probably much higher. This was this morning, I believe. But what are people talking about on the internet? Covfefe. Because Donald Trump fell asleep tweeting. That's what people are talking about on social media, by far more than the Kabul bomb. I haven't done stats or keyword searches or trending misses, NASS. But based on what I've seen, I'm pretty sure that Covfefe is trending way past Kabul bomb. And there's so many things that are terrible about that. You know, the attention shaming being the most obvious. Covfefe shaming. I woke up this morning and I put on CNN on the Sirius because I like to torture myself sometimes. And they usually just drone on and on and on about the stupid gate or whatever it's called with Russia thing. And some senator was talking to Chris Cuomo and he's like, there's nothing happening. Why do you have to report on this every day? And the guy's like, new revelation, ongoing investigation. The guy's like, yeah, okay, it's ongoing, but nothing's happening. Jared Kushner. Okay, whatever. So like, anyway. But I thought, and then he starts talking about this Covfefe, and he says, Covfefe, everybody's talking about Covfefe. I'm like, he tweeted Covfefe. That's what Chris Cuomo said. I'm like, what? And then they explain it, and this is why I'm kind of in a half sleep, a twilight zone. Covfefe, blah, 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 blah. And then they explain the tweet, and I'm like, what? My first reaction was, so? Am I feel like I'm missing something. Covfefe, what? It doesn't mean anything. Who cares? Who fucking cares? And then they say, oh, that Trump spokesman says that they're going to pull out of Paris Climate Accords. That's a big fucking deal. It's the whole fucking planet. But what's more important? What's more important? The fact that Trump fell asleep tweeting. And you want to tell me Trump's the problem? The only problem? Well, he certainly is a big problem. A big stupid orange problem. He's an idiot. But you know why? Because he represents us. He's a reflection of the people that voted for him. A bunch of fucking idiots who think it's more important to talk about some dumb word he accidentally typed while he fell asleep than it is to talk about 80 human beings killed in a fucking bomb. And the fact that everybody's going to be annihilated because we're going to pull out of this climate deal. Because people care more about some dumbass word that the president typed while he was falling asleep than climate change. You know? Every day the weather's like, bleh, we're all going to fucking die. But this fucking dick bag pulls out of climate change. Why can he do this? Because you only care. America only cares about Col Fefe. Some fucking dumb word. The story is not that Trump fell asleep. The story is not the fucking meme. The story is that people care about that. Hence the attention shame. Walking past the tiki bar. At least when I record, it keeps track of how long I've been talking. Let's see. Col Fefe. Oh, only 12 minutes so far. Not bad. I'm working, I guess. This is work. All right. Oh, I got a Snapchat from Chris Stutz. Stutzak. Nutsack. That's very exciting. I think he plays the saxophone in a symphony or something. In St. Louis, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, hello. Send me money. So Col Fefe. Oh, and the other part, the other thing about this, the bombing, you know, last week, was it, we had the Cole Porter bombing, or whatever the fuck the bitch's name, Ariana Grande. Not Cole Porter, Ariana Grande. With, I think, several little girls getting killed. Terrible. Obviously terrible, like I should have to fucking say that. But the thing is, 80 people got killed in Afghanistan. But see, we don't care about that as much, obviously, because that got round-the-clock reporting. And it's not just because they were little girls. I could understand them, you know, the fact they were children. But you know perfectly well if that was another incident where it was, you know, I don't know, 20 or so grown-ups that got killed in Britain, it would have gotten just as much attention, obviously. And rightfully so. But what's not rightfully so is why the fuck the 80 fucking people in Kabul don't get coverage. I mean, that's a war we started, right? I mean, we're there, aren't we? Aren't we responsible for that, and at least indirectly, in some way? It doesn't matter where we start. It's human lives being killed. But they don't matter, right? See, that's discrimination. That's racism. Plain and simple. What else could it be? What's the reason for us not giving that attention, but we give attention if they were English or European? They're not our country. So that rules that out. It's racism. Because they're Arabs. They're from Afghanistan. We don't fucking care. Nobody cares. And that's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine for that not to get the same amount of reporting as something involving far fewer victims, but white and Anglo. I mean, it's just weird. It's kind of blatant, isn't it? Kind of blatant racism, isn't it? I mean, what else is it? I mean, I could see it if it was... I could see the difference if it was like... We're talking about United States versus other countries, but it's not. It's other country white versus other country brown. It's just not fair, really. And it's not respectful. And because we are involved in there militarily, it should be reported, right? Better? Not just one report and then back to kerfluffle or whatever the fuck it's called. And I don't know. But then again, we're back to the profit motive. We're back to the capitalism. The whatever sells is what's news. What's news is what sells. That's what matters. It's really not based on race. It's based on money. Just like healthcare. Who gets healthy is based on what sells, what generates profit for the insurance companies, the drug companies, and everyone else. Well, let's see. Last Lades on my list. I would like to discuss... I'm almost at the Lakeshore Drive Bridge. To give you an idea of how far I've walked. So I've walked from, like, Clark Street to... Well, not since I've been talking. Since talking, probably State Street to Lakeshore Drive, I guess. Then we'll talk about my vagina, so don't worry. We'll get to some important things. And my cunt. You know, you can cunt shame me. Cunt shame me. You're lesbian. I work for you. I'm your lesbian. Please give me a fucking iTunes review if you haven't. Get off your ass, please. I need that fucking shit. It's Pride Month. I need better reviews for the Pride, like I fucking care. And I'm Bloated Lesbian on Twitter. Please follow me. And read it. Read the fucking tweets. Like, I have, like, I don't know, like, something like 1,700 followers or something. But, you know, each time I tweet, only about 20 people read them. Isn't that fucking awful? Because people don't read this shit. The read-through percentage on Twitter is horrible. It's not just me, because, like, I've been retweeted on Boing Boing, and they have, like, 250,000 subscribers. And they'll get, like, 100 views. It's like, what? It's weird. It's like, attention, inflation. Mm-hmm, Gertel. I'm getting very close to the dock for the Anita D and the Anita D2. Those are actual boats. Anita D and Anita D2. They call them the shitting sisters, the boats. Yes, I know it's redlining. Deal with it. Because we're near the water now. We're near Lake Michigan. I'm almost at Lake Michigan. So I'm going under the bridge that goes under Lakeshore Drive. I hope you're enjoying the sound of my empty, depleted, redundant Starbucks cup. So on Scahill's show, on Intercepted Podcast, my new favorite podcast, du jour, they had a woman, and her name is... I don't remember her name, but let me look at her Twitter sheet. Her Twitter sheet is Prison Culture, so you can find out who she is there, but he interviewed her. Such a good podcast. You have to listen to it. And, but she was saying, like, I love when people talk about assumptions and, you know, and questioning the way you automatically think. That's one of my favorite subjects. So what she was talking about is the automatic need to think of our culture to think anything that somebody does wrong should be punished through prison. You know, and she makes this whole series of arguments about why the prison system is bad. And I agree with that. But what she says, but she's not really about reforming prison or anything like that. She's like, she wants people to question the assumption about prison. Like, why do we automatically send people to prison mentally? Like, oh, if there's a banker who's ripping people off, we automatically say, put them in jail. Jail the bankers. And what she says is, don't jail them. Why? How's that going to help? So she's really challenging the way people think about stuff. And obviously the same thing goes for criminal justice. And she talks about how, a lot of people look at the Black Lives Matter movement and are very dismissive, because Black Lives Matter wants to really reform, if not just completely delete, without possibly not even rebuilding the whole criminal justice system. And they don't just say, like, there's a lot of bad cops. They say the system is bad and makes the system that even a good cop can't fix a bad system. And she said, you know, a lot of people know good cops, but it doesn't matter because the system is bad. Anyway, it's interesting. Now to the matter at hand, my vagina. So I'm going to turn around now. I'm at the pier. I just passed the Anita D. And the Anita D too. I should have made some sort of a bow, I guess. Like, oh, I need a D2, 3, girdle. Anyway, we were talking about my pussy, my cunt stench, how I hate working. Oh, we had a meeting today. That was fun. A staff meeting. Oh, boy, was that a barrel of laughs. Fucking staff meeting.
Oh, today we're going to be talking about clouds. Infrastructure as a service versus girdles as a service. I'll take girdle as a service over infrastructure as a service anyway.
And I'm so bored listening to my boss bloviate on about this while chatting with... What if my boss listens? Oh, hi, I'm just kidding. Meanwhile, I'm chatting with Mitch Kreese, who doesn't listen to this show unless it's a solo, but I have a feeling he's not listening to this either, that he's going to be visiting Chicago. So that's fun for him. He won't meet me, though, because he said it's not good to meet your idols. So that means I'm an idol, which really means he doesn't want to fucking meet me. Which is fine, because it stresses me out to have to organize things. Would be fun, though, because he's coming for the Gay Pride weekend. My vagina is horrible. It would be fun to have, like, a little meetup for the Gay Pride, wouldn't it? No. I'd be open to it, though, for real. No. No, yes, no, yes, no, yes. Pussy. Okay. Boy, this ice is... I know I must be irritating a lot of OCD, extra-sensitive people out there with my cup. So I'll try and throw it away next time I notice a garbage can. Back under the bridge. Returning to whence I came. There's a mural of the Chicago shit. This is the Chicago Fire. There's a picture, a painting of some fish. Painting of a snake on a bridge. Painting of horses doing the dishes on another bridge. And a carp. And a grasshopper. I don't know what any of this shit means. You know what show is fucking funny? Veep. So fucking good. I just love that show. So many lines. I wanted to freeze frame them. But every time I freeze frame them, like, it doesn't go with the picture well enough. So I'm just... Here, I'm going to throw out the drink now. But, such fucking good lines. Like when Julia Louis-Dreyfus is talking to the premier of China. Oh, I can't even do it. I don't remember. She used to, like, the R thing. She was borderline racist with him. That was funny. In a wink-wink kind of way, of course. Well, this looks pretty. I forgot to report in the Apple Store when I passed it. I must have been deep in conversation with y'all. I hope you're going to give me an iTunes review. Well, there's a shoreline sightseeing tour again. Chicago really is a lovely city, I must say, especially this time of year. In the winter, it's torture. But right now, it's very pretty. That reminds me, I have to call my mother and make sure that my car is sold. I know it's sold, but I didn't get the money yet. She sold my car for me. She traded it in for a new BMW. She got a BMW, a black one. And, actually, it's an off-black, I guess. And so as she used my car as a trade-in, and we did this complicated paperwork manure thing with that. So I'm looking forward to no more car payment. And then I'll have only one more bill left before I pay off all my debts. So I thought, like, I've been with this new job for a year and a half. I thought I was going to be able to pay my bills after a year, but it looks like it's going to be a little over 2 years. I misjudged things. Yeah. I misjudged things. Expenses. Plus, moving here was kind of expensive. A fucking truck. And then I had to get two crowns on my teeth, my horrible teeth. That was like $750 each, and that's with dental insurance. I gotta find a dentist in Chicago. Does anybody know one? Nice one? A friendly one? I need a dentist and a perio, because I'm horrible. I'm supposed to go every 4 months, and it's been six. There's the sky view. And here we have the canoe tours. Maybe Mitch can do that. It's called Urban Kayaks, like $45 an hour. But he draws Harry Potter. He can afford it, whatever that shit is he does. Visual effects in Toronto. Turd Ronto.
Hello, my name's Mitch. I live in Toronto. I'm British, but I desperately try to not be. Hello.
Oh, that's a horrible nurse. Why do cities always make so much nurse? Horrible CERN. Jesus Christ. What noise. What are they doing? It's like they're masturbating with the jackhammers. Enough of the nurse. Oh my God, it's so noisy. I can't handle the nurse. And you and you, and you and you. No. No. Noise. No. Excuse me. Hello. God, is that fucking annoying. Jesus Christ. God on a wheel. Was that noise on when I was walking the other way? Because I sure don't remember it. Oh, there's a group of kayakers getting ready to go out. They look like they're going to have fun. I would love to do it, but I'm too... Oh, sorry for the buzzes. I'm too lazy. Nice looking there. Kayak drivers, though. You know? So I would suggest that for Mitch. The kayaking. The problem with this walk, there aren't enough loud Asians. It's really not good to have a walk in a city without loud Asians. Sorry. That was Pat. You know Pat?
Hey, I'm Pat, and I say nasty things.
Aloha. Welcome to the island party hut. I'm at the tiki bar again. We're going to rock out. I didn't say much about my hot white cunt, HWC. It's so cheetah, mon. Wet, red wine. Wet, wet cunt. Wet, wet cunt. Maybe that's what I'll call this grub. Wet, wet cunt. WWC. That'll help me get a job. Wet, wet cunt. Wet, wet cunt. Wet, wet cunt, you make me feel so fine. Wet, wet cunt, all of the time. Oh, wet, wet cunt, wet cunt, wet cunt, wet cunt. You make me feel so fine. Eat it out. Along come some larger gals. Speaking of formerly larger gals, I noticed that Wanda Wisdom will be attending the Uganda 5K. Mm-hmm, the white lady. Now, here's what I think it's great to raise money for refugees and go to Uganda, Wanda. I do. But you're going all the way to Uganda and you're only going to go 5K? Why not? I mean, okay, I understand you don't want to do a marathon. It's Uganda. It's probably 1,000 degrees, but maybe 7K? 8? You know, 4? What? Or was it 5? What did I say? I don't know. In any case, that's not very... It should be two digits at least. It's ridiculous. But, I mean, good for her. I hope it's a cheat day. I hope it's a cheat day when she is in Uganda with the running. She'll need all those extra calories. I wonder if Kalfat is going to go to her co-host. I mean, Colleen. Not Kalfat. Didn't mean to call her that. Maybe squirt her head. You know, isn't it weird how some people have faces that look like animals? Like, a lot of people have bitchy bird heads, like bird faces, like eagle heads. Some people have square heads, like Cheryl's friend, Squarehead, who has a mother named Dars Mail, but that's not here or there. Squarehead has a mother named Dars Mail. And then we have roundheads. There's a lot of roundheads. Roundheads tend to be better looking than squareheads, but it depends. Unless they're super gayified squareheads, in which case they can suck. And I'm not sure about Dar, because I know about Dar Adal from the television show Homeland, which I enjoy. What I don't understand is how Dar can be a woman or a man. Dar Smale? And Smale? How is that a last name, Smale? What is that, comma, Smale? What is that Smale? Like, is that what they say to her? When they can't quite make out what she said? Dar, what is that, Smale? What is that, Smale? What is that, Smale? What is that, Smale? What is that? What's that, Smale? Yeah, I think it's more that. What's that, Smale?
What's this?
My mouth inhaled the punching bag, so I want a Mountain Dew, according to that. How do you like that? Red, red wine. Hot, wet, cunt, you make me feel so fine. Keep me laughing all of the time. Another douche just passed me. Unfortunately, it's headphones, or I would have heard me singing Hot, Wet, Cunt. Here's the architecture tour. All right, in case Mitch is listening, here's the number for the architecture boat. I told him to take an architecture tour with old people. 800-982-2787. Looks real good. I don't see too many of the typical... Oh, there's Sam. Yeah, you're good with the Asians. You'll be fine, Mitch. Oh, there's the Apple Store. It's got its scaffolding up. It's really cool because it looks like a MacBook Pro. The roof looks just like the lid of a MacBook Pro, and it's right on the Rivvy. The thing about Apple Stores is they make me a bit sad because they're so cool looking, but then you go in and it's just an Apple Store with boring wooden tables and boring computers. It's weird. Like, it should be fun. Like, I think they should have more than just Macs. I think they should have, like, crazy, whimsical things and toys and... experience, but you know, like they talk, you know, whenever they interview Angela Ahrens, they're like, oh, you know, it's an experience, blah blah blah. Apple said, no, it's not a fucking experience, it's just a boring store. If you want to make an experience, put a fucking slide in it or something, or wee wee pads. That'd be an experience. Piss on the floor while you wait for your genius. How about that? That's a fucking experience. Piss on each other. I see a hot genius bar guy. Oh, see the guy who's, like, waiting to take names, you know? Taking too long to get your turn? Go take a piss on him. That'd be an experience. Go piss on the genius. You know, they couldn't replace your battery? Well, that's an extra charge, but you can piss on him for free, right? I think I'm full of good ideas. My other half is texting me. Walking... on river. La la la, you make me feel so fine. Let me take a picture so she knows I'm not sleeping around. Let's see. Oh, it's gonna buzz a little from the interference, but deal. There we go.
Why you pussy smell?
Hi, I'm back. So that blows a little because my girlfriend interrupted the recording by FaceTiming me during the grum, which means now it's in two pieces, which means I can't just glep it. I can't just shoot the thing up to post it. I have to edit it now. Put the two slices together just so I can say a proper goodbye. Which, TBH, I may not do because... is it really worth it? A proper goodbye? You know? Who cares? Oh, I didn't turn off the wind thing. There's a windscreen. I forgot I was going to do that. There's a windscreen on this app. I don't know how it works because, like, it's... I don't see what the point is. Any windscreen that isn't physical is probably just a bullshit filter, but I thought I would try it anyway. I just saw Bleeple McPherson running. He's so weird. He says hi to hot women, and he's Bleeple-faced. If you don't know what Bleeple means, you have to listen to old episodes for basically a year until you find the mention of Bleeple. If this show were popular, Bleeple would be in the Urban Dictionary, but it's not. Sorry. Now we'll just do some sound seeing. To use that asshole Adam Curry's coined phrase. Sure is, Pat. Oh, there's the water taxi.
this case, all the horizontals and verticals are bent.
Going up the ramp to street level. I like to walk up the handicap ramp because it's easier. There's the Soul Cycle. If I ever want to die, I'll just go there for a class. Street level. Here we are. I'm going to say goodbye soon. Does that make you sad, audience? Are you sad? Well, you never know. With positive encouragement, reinforcement, iTunes reviews, and whatnot. Whatnot equals money. Maybe you'll get more. Crossing Wacker Drive. I'm going to record into the elevator just for fun. I've never done that. I just want to see what it sounds like to record into my beige office. We got the elevator alone. Just us. Me, you, and little Noodle. Time to go into my beige. I'm going to shut it off now. Goodbye. When the doors open, this is over.